Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Happy Father's Day out there. It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Barbecue Bob and I are going to bust down a little bit of Father's and Father's Day, maybe a little bit of food on the grill. We got a little beer. We're going to talk to our buddy Big Paulie. Going to be a great show today. I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk a little bit in the first segment about, I think, maybe our own personal Father's Day experiences. But in the next segment, we have a fellow coming in. He's sitting here right now, and he poured us a beautiful blueberry wheat but from Reed City Brewing Company. And I guess you get flooded. Man, the last couple days in particular, I've been just flooded with memories of my dad, anticipating my kids coming home for Father's Day. And this year, it really seems to hit home. I got grandkids coming home. And
well, yeah.
And my electric went out in my bathhouse, my pool house. So I got a 200-foot line of 6-gauge I'm running with my neighbor James, who's an electrician who's helping me, and he's awesome. And just a ton of work that I don't need right now as I'm trying to finish my siding and get my house done. But I'm doing all these things, and I'm thinking of all these, I'd call them home fix-it talents I have because my dad was just so wise in terms of how things work and how to fix something, how to build something. I mean, I'm building stuff out of hardwood. He taught me how to build cabinets. He's a Finlander, right? But he was a big truck mechanic, but he loved woodworking. So I love woodworking now, and I'm like one of the few boys in the family that does. But he always used to tell everybody he was a Finnish carpenter.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But as I think about, you asked me what, thing pops out. When in like 1967, and most of you weren't even born then, but 67, he was the head mechanic of a big garage in southern Michigan for the state of Michigan. And his company car was an El Camino. He had like a 67 or 68 El Camino, orange with the flasher and a radio. We loved riding in it. Well, we moved from Adrian to Reed City, where he took a transfer because he got to not supervise 10 guys, just one guy, and he got to go back to wrenching on big trucks, which he loved, and no more people to watch, as you know very well, because you're dealing with the personnel store.
Sure.
So he got the transfer, and he told us we were moving. We were all mad because we were leaving all of our friends, right? It's like, this is bull. So we jumped. My brother Gary and I jumped in the El Camino on a Friday night. He got home usually like 4 o'clock. We had the back all packed up with, probably garden tools or whatever. And we headed up north. And we got to stop for dinner, which was really cool because we never did that. Never got to go to restaurants. There were 6 kids. You just didn't. And I remember headed up 27, and we got just about to Clare, and there's a big billboard. It's still there. It says, "Welcome to Clare, Gateway to the North." And I remember hearing like harps playing or something. It's like, we're up north.
Right. Yeah. We've crossed the equator.
Yeah. And then we headed west about 30 miles and we landed in a little town called Reed City, where he had purchased a house. And we pulled up to our new house, and it was a nice neighborhood. It was really cool. And the next day we woke up and all the neighbor kids came over and we were no longer mad. Right. And he had a refrigerator in the garage with Coke in it.
Right, yeah.
That didn't happen in the old
house. He knew how to bribe you.
He was bribing all the neighbor kids to mow his lawn.
Right. Well, Bob, you and I grew up with parents that were part of that greatest generation.
Yeah.
My father was a World War II veteran, 8th grade education, His family owned a dairy business, a Joppy Dairy, it was, and he was the milkman. And wow. He met my mom delivering milk to their farmhouse through the little chute, right? I mean, the six-pack with the quart glass bottles, and they were slid through the chute, and you grabbed the ones that were empty.
Except hers went to the front door after a certain while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too big to fit in the chute.
Yeah, so anyway, he went to the war. He served his country. He came back with his eighth grade education, and he's like, what am I going to do? And at that time, there was an industrial revolution, and a little company called Generous Motors, he went and found a job there. And as a result of that, some 36 years later, after working his tail off in a factory with his eighth grade education, he was the plant superintendent and had several wow. hundred people and a giant manufacturing organization
so
working
for him.
He
had to handle a lot of people.
Yeah, but the point is that was, it's the hard work. It's the yes. dedication. It's the just going and making it happen and treating
eighth
people.
Eighth grade education.
Right, and treating people like you'd want to be treated. And then those are the rules that were instilled in me, is that, you know what, think of them first and you second, and you'll always be in a great place.
So here's the lesson for all you dads out there who are hellbound on telling your kids they have to get a college degree. I would tell you that 50% of you are wrong.
Well, these are different times. I mean, that was right after World War II. You're in the late 40s
and
the 50s.
Still, but still, you look at what they're charging for college now and all the great trades out there for kids.
Well,
you can make 60 grand a year putting in heating and cooling, like right out of the chute,
right,
and end up making much more and having your own business. That sixth grade education or eighth grade education, my dad went to sixth. It was the Depression.
Right.
He had to go run the farm. They had a farm too, and right. It was in the west end of the UP. And I mean, I'm just saying that hard work that still applies.
Oh yeah, it absolutely does. And you and I are both in the building trades business, and there's a huge shortage of skilled labor
yes.
or people that are even wanting entry level labor to become skilled labor
right.
in those fields. Excuse me. So it's one of those things. Is there are lots of career paths out there. We're in a great economy right now.
Yes, we are.
And you're right. Not everybody needs to go to college. There's lots and lots of opportunity.
And that's
out
funny
there.
Because when I met you at Impact Church, we went to a steak night.
Right.
You were in the insurance business, and I think I had my own business.
Right.
Now we're both in the trades. I was in the trades then. I've always right. been in the trades, but still, it's funny how we're
now full circle,
we're
right?
now doing the same thing.
Yeah.
This trip to Reed City we took, I ended up loving the place. I went to high school there, met my bride at Ferris. When I got out of the service, I went back there so I could go to Ferris because that was only 20 miles down the road. My brother went there, and I met my bride there. Well, Reed City is Mayberry RFD. I went back there a couple years ago to do my hometown Crossroads event, and I ran into this cat who was building a microbrewery, and he gave me some of his IPA. And I mean, it was like the first time you tasted M43. You
right.
said, oh my gosh, you got to taste this. Well, this cat's name is Kevin Murphy. I went back a year later. He was open and we've stayed in touch and we communicated while he was having his struggles getting open and all this stuff. And he's now been up and running a year and we're going to talk to him. He's in studio. He's got some great beer for us.
Yeah, he has a lot of great beer and I'm looking forward to trying it. We've got a little glass of it here, and you said that's a blueberry wheat. We'll get him to explain that to us in a minute. But, Bob, one quick question. Did your dad grill when you were growing up?
Never.
Mine either. Never.
My mom did it.
Right. Mom made the meals.
I learned to grill on the beaches of Honolulu with a hibachi because all the Asian dads I hung out with there, the civilian workers on our base, mostly from Okinawa or from China, they grilled using little hibachis, and we made, you know, teriyaki chicken and stuff like that, fish, whatever.
Right.
But that was the first; those were the first men. And then my father-in-law grilled shish kebabs for me when I met my wife.
Right. But so we've come a long way, baby, because our dads didn't do any cooking, and now we fight so we can do it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But coming up next, Mr. Murphy, Reed City Brewing. Stick with us. We'll be back.